Yesterday, the Tampa Parade honoring Martin Luther King Jr. Day began right in front of the WMNF studios on MLK Jr. Boulevard. We were there to capture the flavor of the crowd on this historic holiday, one day before the inauguration of the first black president of the U.S. And naturally, the link between Dr. King and Barack Obama was ever present, as several people in the audience admitted that they never thought they'd see the day a man of color was elected to the highest office in the land.
Well, actually, never. I never thought that it would be possible in my lifetime. Now, I thought maybe in the year 2020 or something, it may be possible. Never in my wildest dream that I would think that it could happen in my era and time.
It really do special to live this age and see all of the black people that been down, way down, long time ago in history. We are on top, and God bless us.
Well, it's just an indication that, you know, as Americans, how far we've come. You know, many of us never thought we'd live to see a day like this, well, tomorrow, like, you know. So for our ancestors and our for our youth to be able to witness that, you know, it's a testimony that maybe the dream, you know, is real.
We're so far away today from where we were then. To make that quantum leap just seemed impossible. But we know now that it isn't. And isn't it a wonderful thing that in America we can do the impossible?
That last voice was that of Pat Frank, currently the Hillsborough County Clerk of the Court and one of several elected officials in attendance at the parade. Also present were Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio and several Hillsborough County commissioners, including Chairman Ken Hagan, Kevin Beckner, and Mark Sharp. Sharp was a strong supporter of Barack Obama's opponent last November, John McCain, but now says he's strongly behind the new commander-in-chief.
This is an historic moment for a number of reasons. Obviously, first African-American president. But for me, what I see is a man of great competence, great eloquence, who speaks to the entire nation. People are excited. We want to see him succeed. There's some areas where, you know, there are differences, but I'm not going to focus on that right now. My goal and objective is to work with this administration to get this country back in order. Our top priority as a nation needs to be to make sure that we leave this country in better hands than when we received it for our children, and we have not done that to date. So I have got great confidence that the president-elect, soon to be President Obama, is going to lead this nation in a way that hopefully will restore confidence in the world that we are a great power, but restore confidence in America that we're back on the road to economic success. So I'm very hopeful and ready to work with the president.
Kevin Beckner became the first openly gay elected official ever in Hillsborough County when he was elected into office the same night Obama was. He says the Illinois senator's victory is a significant achievement in the evolution of this country.
I think this is a place for a new beginning, and I'm looking forward to for the leadership that Barack Obama will bring this country. So again, I think this is a mark for a new beginning and a sign that our country is moving forward.
And two African Americans in the crowd said they actually felt physically safer with a new black president.
I feel safer today than I've felt in a long time. You know, it seems that people are, you know, have friendliness on their minds, and, you know, this hostility seems to just not even exist right now. I mean, you know, being a black man in America, I'm a little petrified of, you know, the police department and all that stuff. But, like, you know, even some of these guys seem a little more less bulldoggish than usual. So I feel safer. I feel like this whole festive kind of, you know, thing going on. So, yeah, this is an extra special feel-good day for me as a black American.
Now we don't have to be afraid of being persecuted by the ones that are supposed to be protecting us. We, of course, it's always subtle persecution going on, but we have come a long way and we still have a long way to go. But we have to be grateful and we have to keep persevering for the knowledge of what freedom means, because freedom means not just 50% being free financially, but 100% being free financially as well.